When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your morning brief for Wednesday, February 9th. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. The U.S. Justice Department said it seized over $3.6 billion of Bitcoin that was stolen during a 2016 hack. It's the department's largest financial seizure to date, according to officials. Two suspects were arrested yesterday for allegedly trying to launder 120,000 Bitcoin stolen after a hacker breached the systems of a crypto exchange, officials said. On Capitol Hill, the House has approved a stopgap bill that would keep the government funded through mid-March. The measure will buy lawmakers more time to reach an agreement on spending for fiscal 2022. The Senate now plans to take up the bill quickly to avoid a partial government shutdown when the current funding expires on February 18th. Professional networking platform LinkedIn has recently begun testing a no-politics setting. The feature, which has been available to some U.S. users, filters out content about candidates, election results, and similar topics. In an exclusive interview with the Journal, LinkedIn CEO Ryan Roslansky says that if feedback is positive, the feature will be rolled out to more users. Other new offerings that are being added to the platform include live audio and video events. Markets in Asia ended higher and European shares rose in early trading, and Disney, Uber, and CVS are among the companies expected to report earnings today. We have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.